We are here back again. It's your boy Elijah doing the podcast. All right, y'all know me as we got home. Come back. You're paying my man now. I'm playing. But no, we back again. Nothing too crazy here. This episode, we just want to talk about, this is going to be, I meant to start this at the first of the month, but with things have been going with me launching my podcast and my YouTube channel and just starting off with all the positive energy I've been getting with this, it just got a little busy, you know. I'm trying to get my mic right. There we go. It just got a little busy. I've been getting great feedback, great positive feedback, good energy, which I need, which I love, and I appreciate. It's all good vibes. I love it. It's just that, you know, I got busy just trying to get the videos up to date. I had my first guest. We talked about suicide awareness and like the mental aspect on that, how hard that is on people. And that was really good. A lot of people were touched by that. A lot of people touched in general. People actually reached out to me, want to do episodes. I have my boy Trey. He wants to hop on and talk about some things. I just got a lot of good energy to just come around and just talk about stuff. So I'm here. I'm excited. I'm ready for it, you know. It's just about that time. Just start flooding. Just got to get the content going. But I meant to do this every, so I said it's going to be it's going to be the quarterly check every 3 months. So this is the 3 month check, and then we have the 6 month check, and then a 9 month check, and a 12 month check. These are going to be goal checks. Basically, you know, every year you start off, oh, New Year's resolution, blah, blah, or just goals. I actually want to hold people accountable, because I want to hold myself accountable and make sure you're doing the same thing to achieve your goals and where you want to go in life. For instance, for some reason, like the late in the last year, beginning this year, I kept seeing 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, 21, like just kept seeing it. And I'm like, that's a sign. Like, this is a sign. Next thing you know, numbers fall in line, and I'm like, this is my last year, my contract, and it ends, you know, the 21st of, you know, September in the 21st year. I'm like, yo, this is definitely like the stars are aligning. I gotta act on it. So I just, boom, I bet on myself. I'm making investments, trying to get my business going, market myself, get my brand out there, really just put all my content out there. Just want to help people. I really want to help people in the most efficient way possible and just make people smile. And I've been getting that reaction so far this year. It's been all good news, no hate, no nothing. People actually want more. People hit me up like, yo, Eli, what's in this episode? Like, what's going on, bro? I subscribe, bro. Hey, I got the notifications. And I'm like, oh, snap, yo, I want some more. I got some. I'm going to flood the streets. You know what I'm saying? No, but, this is gonna be a check every time. And what's crazy was I was cleaning my room probably a couple of days ago, because I was trying to find something. I was trying to find my camera, couldn't find it. And as I was cleaning, I saw this notebook that I had, right? And it had like these notes that I had. It had my goals, like I had, like, you know, my New Year's goals, what I want to accomplish this year. And those things, I was like, yo, Eli, you're doing this. Hey, Eli, you're maintaining this. Hey, Eli, like, and I was like, I was smiling, because I was like, I'm really doing it and I feel good. And I'm doing that when I was noticing. It's just clicking, you know, it's just boom, boom, boom. And a couple of things I had on there, I looked and I laughed. Not because I wasn't accomplished, because I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me this year. Like, this ain't, like, I'm not going to, like, not that I can't do. It's just, like, it's not part of my plan. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why would I include that? Why would I have that in part of my plan when I know I'm not going to need that in the future? I'm not going to need this plan. I'm not, this ain't a part of the plan where I'm at. This is something that I don't need. So, right now, where's everybody at? So right now, if you didn't do it, or if you just, or you're new to my podcast, what did you write down this year? What were your goals this year? Did you write on your phone? Did you write it down on a piece of paper? Do you have it on your dream board? What do you have it at? Your vision board? Where do you have it at? Where do you see it at? Because you got to be to see it every single day. Or you got to be to write it every single day. Excuse me, because if you don't, you won't really know. You're like, when you see it every single day, it gets to a point where your subconscious is just like, you know, it's like learning a song. You hear a song a couple of times, you hear it after a while, it goes away. When that song comes on, it's like, oh, I remember that song. And it starts coming to you because you sung it so many times. You remember the lyrics, seen them so many times, seen the music video so many times. Certain things stick out to you, so it clicks to you. So if you just keep saying it every day, seeing it every day, you're just automatically, just naturally manifest. Your body's just like, hey, bro, don't forget today, you're about to make some money. Or hey, don't forget today you work out. Or hey, don't forget, you know what I'm saying? It just starts clicking. It's just a natural thing. And it's gonna be, that's a good thing. And when we have these good feelings, we don't have to react to them, because we're so used to this negative environment, negative energy. Just like, you know, it's when you hear a compliment, people are like, oh, really? Or it's not that people want that confirmation. Some people are really just like, hey, I didn't know you can do this, or I didn't know you can feel this way. I didn't know, like, you know, this was how I felt. And it's like, yeah, like, yeah, like, you can, this is how you feel, this is how it's supposed to be, because of the simple fact that it's not spoken to you commonly. So when you get told, you don't know it. So every time you hit a goal this year, pat yourself on the back, give yourself that reassurance, be like, hey, I did it. Yeah, I did that. As your friends ask, hey, did you do that one thing? Yeah, I did. Flex on them a little bit. Be humble about it. You ain't got to brag in their face. Like, but let them know, like, yeah, I'm doing it. This is the results. Like, let them know, because you might motivate them. They might be like, hey, such and such is on their shit this year. Like, yeah, how you know? Man, I went to their crib. They've been doing this. They got that. They're doing this. They probably went this trip. They're hitting their goals. They're hitting their stride. They're in their stride. So this year, I mean, right now we're out the gate. Boom, the gun went off. We're just now picking up pace. Did you come to the gate a little rough? Did you come out stumbling? Did you come up too high? Now you're getting all that backlash, that wind, and it's slowing you down. Or are you still low, head down, just gaining and gaining? So right now, I just want to make sure you're on that course. Hold yourself accountable, because I hold myself accountable. I want you to hold me accountable. Y'all can reach out to me. I got my Instagram out there. DM me. Whatever you got to do, just, you know, reach out to me. But yes, I am sticking to my goals. I've been very, very happy with this new, I guess, this new enlightenment I felt, this new energy, this new aura that I got. You know, I just feel like just this good vibe, and I can't really describe it. You know, I'm going through my things right now, nothing crazy, but it's nothing detrimental to me or my mental, but it's just like, I look at when people like ask me, I tell them this, I say, I'm at peace. My energy is just so different right now. It's just like, I'm at a point where I say, I'm gonna fuck with a boy. Right? I'm gonna fuck with it. But like, no matter what you do, you just can't fuck with me right now, because I'm just such in a different space of mind, and just where I'm just so focused. You know, I'm just so focused. It's like, whatever you say or do to me, it's not gonna affect me, because I'm just gonna bounce back and just do more and more and more. Every day I wake up, I want more and more and more and more and more. I invested in, I got into HFX, I got into the Robinhood, and I'm learning about that, and I'm making money off of that. HFX, I'm learning how to trade at faster pace to make money throughout the day. And I'm just like, yo, there's a lot of money out there. My financial literacy is getting better. I'm learning about real estate. I'm about to start my school to go to audio and like film and everything. I want to get into that. So it's just like, things are just going up. I just gotta stay positive and maintain it. And that's where I'm at right now. And I'm just so driven on that, that I'm just not even really caring about, no offense, anybody else. It's crazy. Like right now I'm recording this in my room and it's dark. I'm just so focused right now, because I just know what I need to get done. I need to just get it done. And that's what I want you to ask. So if you did write these things down at the beginning of the year, or if you haven't, you can start now. But write down like 3 to 5 goals, manageable ones. Don't do no OD crazy stuff. I tell people that, like, You gotta build, you know. Take it, say, I want to be a freaking Fortune 500 millionaire in the Forbes. Like, it can happen. If you hit the freaking jackpot lottery, or like you come with this crazy business that just instantly takes overnight. But those are like once in a lifetime chances. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's just those chances of you getting there is harder. So you want to broaden your chances. So start out small. Start off small and let those things build up. And then once those things build up, you have that firepower to go get that big, you know, that big boom, that big bang, that big goal that you wanted. So just write it down. And I'll be honest with yourself. Look at the list and go, okay, I did this, I did that, but I could do this more. Or I could do this. Or I'm a little behind on this. Or I'm not getting that done. Or this is not a goal of mine anymore. And that's okay. Hey, this goal that I was trying to get is not making me happy. It's a stress. I added more stress, actually. Or it's taking too much time from me losing my focus on something else. And that happens. You know, sometimes you got to put things on the back burner to get there so you have the time to clear up. Or just focus on time management. But really sit down here and make sure you got your things lined up. And like I said, my other episodes, have an accountability system, have an accountability team. Make sure they're still holding you accountable to those goals. Are they checking up on you? Are you checking up on them? It has to go both ways. It's a two-way street. You have to be transparent, just like them. So you got to sit here, but hey, you know, I've been slacking lately and you haven't been telling me that. I need you to be on me. And they might be like, oh shit, my bad. Like, I'm not going to do that. Yes, I gave you permission to really hold me accountable. Like, yank me in the right direction. You see me straining. It's okay. I get a permission. Don't get mad when they check you now. Don't get in your feelings. Don't be all butthurt. You know what I'm saying? That's you gain that permission. You get that person permission, you trust that person, so you gotta live what they say. But that's what I'm here right now. Every 3 months I'm gonna do this. So it's the 3 month mark. It's a 3 month check just to see where you're at. I wanna know. I know I'm at and I'm happy. I'm striving. And hopefully 6 months down the road, or no, 3 more months. So let's say June. We'll go June 1st. I know it's March 9th right now, but we'll go June 1st and we'll just see where y'all at and what's popping. Because I know around that time in June, I definitely be in a good headspace, a better space. That's 3 months now. That's a lot of time. People don't understand how long a month is. It may go by fast, but if you really sit down here it's a lot of time still. It goes by fast, it does, but it's still a lot of time. That's what makes it so scary. The fact that you know it's a lot of time, but it went so fast. That's just scary. Not to get in panic mode, but to really say, okay, I had the time. It's going to go by fast because you get so easily distracted. You get so caught up in doing other things. You might be busy, right, being productive. So far, I've been productive this year. That's one that I had to separate. Am I just busy or am I being productive? And I'm adding things to my productivity. Like every night right now, I'm going to read a chapter of this book. I don't care how long the book takes me, but I'm going to read a chapter of this book every night before I go to sleep. So I just started that last night, knocked on my first chapter. It's my second chapter going on. Before I go to bed, I'm going to read it and boom. Every night, you got to do things. You got to strip yourself clean. You got to really become almost a new person. That's like the butterfly tattoo on me. That's why I got that, but we all evolve. You started this ugly cocoon, this little caterpillar, this ugly caterpillar worm, and you're new to the world, you're vulnerable, you're experiencing new things. And then once you go through life a little bit, you start realize what it is. You go in this cocoon phase, you start forming, you start evolving. You went through enough pain, enough trauma, you had enough setbacks. You tried this, you tried that. Now you know it's okay. You know, I dug deep enough. I know what I need to do. You go into cocoon phase and you come in this beautiful, loving, life-giving butterfly. And we're all butterflies. We all have that. So what we need to do is maintain ourselves and maintain others. You know, have your family involved with you. If it's okay with you, have your close friends, have somebody, your mentors. You better have a mentor. It's okay to have an old head, an OG party. It goes both for man and woman. You know, you need that. You need that older woman figure. You need that. You know, you need that older man model. Or you need that other voice, you know, it's okay. So really make sure we're all striving, because 21, 21, 21, I've seen that, like I said. For some reason, I saw 21, 20, before 21 Savage did that tweet. But when he did that tweet, I don't care if it's 21 Savage or whoever. When I seen those three 21s, I was like, yeah, this is the year that I need to better myself. I feel it. And it's just all been confirming. It's all been confirmations to me. Every little thing that I seen that went kind of south, I take it as, you know what? That's all I needed to see. I need to know that. It might have hurt. I might didn't like it. It might set me back, but I needed that. That's a confirmation of where I need to keep going forward. Don't look at things as a loss, or like a detrimental or a degrading thing, like, oh my God, it's in the world. No. Just calm down. Woosa. You know, let your anxiety relax. You know, if you got a scream, let it scream, let it out. And then go back to it and say, you know what? Okay, I understand that. I needed that. Or I understand where I'm going. So that's what this episode is about. Another 3 months for now, we're going to be talking about this and see where you guys are at. Hopefully, you guys upgraded. You guys are in good positions. You guys are taking yourself serious. We're all young. We have a lot of life. So really, really take control of it. Control your life. Grasp it. Really control it. Take full advantage of it. You need to. So I'm going to end on my podcast. I'm on my episodes. We all have star potential in us. All the atoms, electrons, neutrons, protons, that's just clashing in us. They have that in the stars and the universes out there and above. So you have star-like potential, you have star potential, you have star energy in you. You have that in you. You are a star. We are all gods within ourselves. We all have star-like power. Don't look like Kill Your Shine. Much love and peace. Love, Eli.